For each and every player in training camp, the goal is to end up making the 53-man roster. For some players, it's a foregone conclusion that they'll be on the field in September, while others have big hurdles in front of them. For undrafted rookies, they come to camp with big dreams, but face long odds. Back in May, during the NFL draft, many experts considered former Virginia safety Anthony Harris to be drafted in the mid-rounds. But the seven rounds came and went without his name being called. That's when general manager Rick Spielman jumped at the chance to offer Harris a free agent contract.
All I ever really wanted, you know, coming out of college was an opportunity, you know, to play in the National Football League. So, you know, to get a phone call and, you know, be invited to somebody's mini camp and different things like that, that brought excitement to me right there. And, you know, it just, you know, gives you something to think about, you know, just going out there, work hard every day, and continue to have fun.
His play quickly earned the praise of coaches during off-season workouts. And now the 23-year-old is trying to impress enough to earn that spot on the 2015 roster.
Coming into, you know, whatever level you're going to, whether it's going to college or, you know, trying to start your career in the NFL, it's always just about, you know, working hard, proving yourself, and trying to get better each day. So, you know, coming out of college, that's what I'm trying to do right now, just learn as much as I can, get better each day, and then see where I'm at the next day.
While his play throughout camp has been garnering attention, the focus will now shift to the important preseason games, taking what he's learned on the practice field and proving it in real NFL action.
You try to focus on things like that. You know, the only thing you control is what you do, how hard you work, as far as effort, how much you put in into the film and the studying, and then just going out there and performing at your best ability.
Walking on to the practice field with the Minnesota Vikings is almost too good to be true for one undrafted rookie.
Just felt like if I get a chance that I got to just make sure I give all my effort that I can, and I hope I take advantage of, you know, the opportunities that I get, because I know they're limited, and you got to be able to take advantage of, you know, what you're given.
Growing up in Caledonia, Minnesota, Isaac Frickte always had a passion for sports. He went on to star with his father on the sidelines as the longtime head coach of Caledonia High School.
Our kid at Caledonia takes football pretty seriously. You know, we work very hard. Our kids work very hard. And Isaac loved it. He just, you know, I mean, that's what he grew up with. So I knew that he was going to be one of those grinders. And then we just were hoping and praying that he'd be fast enough, quick enough, would have the skills. And he just was always there. He wanted to be in the weight room. He wanted to be working on his speed. He wanted to be working on his skill. So he was always grinding, and that gave me, he's got a chance here.
After a year at Rochester Community College, the wide receiver lived out his dream of playing for the Gophers and wearing the maroon and gold.
That was a dream in itself. You know, I always wanted to be a part of rebuilding that program and helping that program get, you know, to the top of the Big Ten. And, you know, I hope I did that and hope that they can continue to succeed and get better and better.
It was very exciting. You know, at times it was frustrating just because of, you know, you thought he could maybe do a little bit better or things could go a little bit smoother. But, you know, it's like we always talk about, it's always for a reason. You know, God has a reason. And, you know, him playing at the U was outstanding. It was a lot of fun.
Now he's searching for the ultimate dream for a local football kid, playing for the hometown Minnesota Vikings. While the odds are tough, Isaac Frickte is only focused on continuing his storybook career in his home state.
Obviously, we want him to make it. Again, no matter what Coach Zimmer does, I have the utmost respect for him because he gave Isaac a chance. He's a real football guy, and obviously we hope and pray he makes it. But, you know, he's learning a lot, and, you know, he feels like he has a chance here.
You know, if that happens, which I hope it does, obviously, you know, then I think there's a new goal. You know, I think there's always a goal set, but then there's got to be, you know, new ones set after those goals are achieved.